Regenerative ag, soil health, there are certain words that in some ag circles have kind of become buzzwords. But for Energy Curve Technology, these aren't just buzzwords, but they are the areas of focus to help growers get the most out of their land, regardless of commodity. To learn what Energy Curve Technology is all about, I recently sat down with Dr. Ben Elliott, Chief Formulation Scientist and Chief of Agronomy at Energy Curve.
So Energy Curve, we started based on basically all the research that I had done throughout my college in learning how a plant moves from stage to stage, and not just based on nutrition that's available or water that's available, but how that nutrition and water is utilized with, say, light intercept in a plant, and how it utilizes energy centers, how static electricity can have an effect on soil types and soil makeups and nutrition. You know, nutrition and everything that we associate with it is electromagnetically connected up and down the periodic table. So we developed this understanding that we need to move through the nutrient needs of all of the energy possibilities at each stage of any type of plant in any environment. So it's adaptable pretty well anywhere globally.
How does this involve soil health, I guess you could say, because we've heard so much about making sure your soil is healthy and providing the nutrients that your crop needs. Where does soil health mix in all here?
So soil health is a moving target of a definition for most of the industry, and it all pretty well gets based on, again, nutrient load and carbon load and now bioactivity and biological content. But what we have to help people understand is you got to know where you are to know where you can go, even when it comes to soil health. So soil health may change as a result of soil composition. In other words, how much sand, silt, and clay make up a soil fraction, and how much other parts and pieces are in that soil fraction. But soil health to us means that we start by defining how soils react to different types of nutrition, to different types of weather, to different types of plants, and even operations that we do. So what kind of operations impact the way the composition of that soil acts in terms of how it soaks in water, how it takes in nutrition, and how it gives it back, but also how it provides a home for biology that does the bulk of that work for us, not only making nutrition available, but the processes of making that nutrition available. It all changes, and the perspective means that in some fields, I can walk 100 feet, and there's two different types of phosphorus availability there because the soil composition changes. Therefore, the biological populations look different. The weather treats that soil different, or that soil reacts to weather differently. So that's the gist of how we have to define this. We dive as deep as we can with what we know and help growers understand that you can have this bio impact across soil types. And it really means so much more to them in terms of nutrient availability and water conservation, and also the vigor and health of the plant. We have a saying that we grow for a purpose. So our purpose isn't always yield out the gate. We want to have better quality crops. And usually when you have better quality crops, you have better yield come with that. So that's our whole goal. Definition of where you are, a plan to on where to go and how to get there, and then get the quality associated with the yield. That turns out to be a good formula for all growers.
Dr. Elliott, we hear things like soil health, like biological sustainability. There's a lot of, I don't want to say keywords out there, but there's a lot of terms we hear over and over again. So what makes Benefit different from other companies out there that say, hey, our products do X, Y, Z?
So most companies that we encounter in the biological space really focus on, you know, a small group of or individual microbes that do are highly specialized in doing something like storing nitrogen as nitrate or synthesizing nutrition into plant available forms and stuff like that. So what we really take the turn to is we need the entourage effect, because the truth is the way Mother Nature works, and when you look at soils and how they really do truly work, there's thousands of families of species present that are doing all this work, and they support each other. That old saying, it takes a village, right? And so we really focus on the entourage effect and how can we get the most diversity onto that farm, either focused in a furrow or spread broadly across the top of that ground to really help increase that activity. One of the things we tend to try, or we tend to see farmers forget, is that biology is infinitely linear. You have to constantly be doing something to keep it at its best. And sometimes that means adding to it, and sometimes that means just maybe a different type of operation to prevent the loss of biology. Big misnomer in the industry is that we've killed our soils. That's just not true. There's lots and lots of activity still there. There's lots and lots of families present. The issue is that we've done things that tilt that out of balance. And so reaching that balance is part of the effect of doing things that practices, in other words, that lead to regenerative ag. Regenerative ag is the buzzword I tend to locate closest to right now. And that regenerative ag means that we have to look at the whole picture, from when we put iron in the ground to when we drive a sprayer over it to when we harvest the crop. And we used to teach a course that we called Step Back in Time. Let's look at practices that maybe we used to do that we could still do that bring that advantage to us to help get that entourage effect at work for us in any condition.
If somebody wants to learn more about Energy Curve, where can they go? What can they do?
Man, we've got social media accounts. So we're on TikTok, I think Facebook. But we have a website, energycurve.com. And you can go on there. We have knowledge videos. We have explanations of stuff on there. We have definitions of our company. And, you know, we're farmers first and foremost. I grew up on a farm in West Tennessee. And Todd was a dairyman in Missouri. And it just all works because we do still have the very foundational understanding of what it takes to get up and farm every day. And so we wanted to take our knowledge and our experience and create a system that works no matter what we're doing. And we really focused on hay early on because hay is the most neglected crop in the U.S. And it's second only to maybe corn as far as acres goes. But there's a lot of value that can be driven through that that affects our food chain all the way down to us. And so they can go in there and learn about that and how we do that, what we did to get there, the research that we've done to get there. But always the website. You can get all of our contact information, look at our products right there at energycurve.com. We've had a really good, quick conversation here, but you could probably imagine we could talk for weeks. So, no, all I would say is let people start organically finding that knowledge. Let them get back and ask questions and stuff like that. That's what really my goal is. To talk to people and have them ask more questions. That means that if something is clicking, they're wanting to learn, they're wanting to make improvements on their knowledge base. And with that alone, that's the most powerful tool we have as agricultural professionals.
Once again, that was Dr. Ben Elliott at Energy Curve Technology.